Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the Night Train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, Delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
Welcome back to The Breakdown. That was, of course, The Jam, this week's 4 o'clock classic, Town Called Malice. I wanted to dedicate that to Rick Buckler, the drummer for The Jam, who died this week at the age of 69. The Jam had 18 consecutive top 40 singles between 1977 and 1982. That track was their third number one single. That was also The Jam's first ever play on The Breakdown. Right, second hour of the show, we have a lot of music to get through. Hopefully I'll play everything on my playlist. First up is, I can't actually say the band's name. We'll call them for breakdown purposes, Tropical Duckstorm. I think you know where I'm coming from. They're a psych rock band from Melbourne, Australia. I think we played them last year, actually. Recently signed to Fire Records. This is a track they released this week called Goon Show. It's described as a nightclub singer crash-landing into a dystopian post-grunge fever dream, which sounds pretty good. Also described by the band as a neat little jingle to usher in the dumb phone revolution of 2025. Goon Show by Tropical Duck Storm.
There's a small town with a long past and an old pen up to come, where the bodies of the screws hang from extension cords. I see a company of crisis actors run lines on the lawn, making misery porn to warm the halls of ivy. It's the golden age of our souls and the triumph of disgrace. Howling winds turn cornfields into rags. Yeah, I've seen the cell phone footage and it's raining cats and dogma. You can rob a bank, but you don't really rob the bank. Cause if they lose, they win. And all they need is the wind that blows where people wave their flags, and people waving flags. Party's always right, and I was not planning on going out tonight. But I'll grab some pepper spray from Kmart, chuck a ski mask in my bag, and then screaming incantation change the color of the sky. And admiring my complexion in the shop window reflections, I go where people wave their flags, the people waving flags. You gotta face their hits. Roll with the upper crusts and hunches, left, right, good nuts, and all the other kinds of punches. Cause if you lose, you win. And all you need's a win. A blast where people wave their flags, and people waving flags.
Hold it.
Talk over this because we've got so much music to fit in. It's only 9 seconds left. That was Goon Show by, let's call them, Tropical F Storm. I think that's probably the safest bet. I wanted to do a track that I think Joel and Jen tried to fit in last week, but they just didn't have time, as is usually the case on this show. Last week, Frog released their sixth album, has the excellent title of 1,000 Variations of the Same Song. They're a duo who describe themselves on their Bandcamp page as really cool guys from New York, and they do indeed sound like that. I'm going to play you Top of the Pops, VAR1, and I will double this up with another track from Youth Lagoon's album. First, this is Frog.
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
Ignore the call, the rule that bows up.
Lagoon from this week's album of the week, Rarely Do I Dream, and that was a track called Perfect World. The intro to that sounds just like my iPhone ringtone. Whenever I listened to that album on Friday, I just kept thinking my phone was ringing. It was infuriating. Apart from that, very good album. I sounded very Alan Partridge there, do apologise. Right, next up we've got Gordy. Gordy is otherwise known as Sophie Payton. She is a synth pop auteur from New South Wales and Australia. She's got an album out on 30th of May called Light Plasticine, which features guest spots from Soak and Annice Mitchell. Includes this track, Peripheral Lover. It's a queer dance pop anthem about falling in love. This is Gordy, and I'll team this up, I think, with another synth pop song, but I'll leave you to guess what that is. First up, Gordy.
I'm in your backstage, I'm on your sideline, I'm looking your way, so won't you put me in your sidelines? I want it, hold right now. Don't you make me
listening to the breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Ooh, I give you my heart to know you.
be amazed if you don't recognise that voice. That is Andy Bell. Confusingly, not the Andy Bell of Ride and Oasis fame, who also has a solo album coming out. But that is Andy Bell of Erasure. He has an album coming out on May the 5th called 10 Crowns. That was the second single to be taken from it. It's called Don't You Know. Bit of a change of pace now. Fust are a alt-country band from North Carolina, led by Aaron Dowdy. They remind me a lot of MJ Lenderman, so if you like him and Waxahachie, as I do, you'll find plenty to enjoy here. It's taken from their upcoming album, Big Ugly, which will be released on March the 7th, and it's about the precariousness of life in modern America, which I'm sure is something anyone who even watches the news can relate to at the moment. Debut play for Fust and Mountain Language.
From Fust and Mountain Language.
I debated whether to play this next track, I'll be honest, but I'm going to be brave. There's some swears in it. I'm going to do my best Joel impression and attempt to blank them out. It's a track by Big Girl. I think their debut play on the Breakdown. It's a song called DIY Gods. They're a four-piece from Austin, Texas. They have an EP coming up called Die, D-Y-E, out on April the 23rd, fronted by Caitlin Pelkey. This got a really good video, actually. She's dragging a suitcase along on a lead across America. Well worth checking out. Track called DIY God. I'm going to try my best not to let you hear any F words.
I know I've done wrong and it feels too hard and it feels too good, like something you want when you shouldn't. Now I can't move a muscle, the clocks are all dead and everything's done because of something I said on a double dog day. Watch me burn it all, 'cause I'm so bored that I told you the truth. Start a war.
Such a good song. I couldn't let a couple of F words stop me from playing that. That is Big Girl and DIY God. Right. Hurrah for the Riff Raff are back. A brand new song from Alinda Sagara, less than a year after they released last year's excellent The Past Is Still Alive album. This is a brand new song. It looks at the darker side of the internet and how it can alienate artists and creatives. I don't think there's another album coming out, but Sagara does have quite the summer coming up, supporting Bright Eyes across the US, and are also playing dates with Waxahachie and MJ Lenderman, who I mentioned before. This is Pyramid Scheme by Hurrah for the Riff Raff.
This is not a scene, it's a pyramid scheme. This is not a joke. A hole in the board, and you could paint your portal on the wall with the intention to break through, but every time you bang your head against it, tiny little pieces fall out of you. Everybody
for the Riff Raff, aka Alinda Sagara, and Pyramid Scheme. A couple of albums came out yesterday, and I want to play a couple of tracks from those. First is a band called Ida. They released their third album yesterday. They are Megan Markwick and Lily Somerville. They released a track earlier this year called Attachment Theory, which is not to be confused with Sharon Benetton's new band. They cite people like Fleetwood Mac, Bruce Springsteen, Joni Mitchell, Jeff Buckley as influences. This is the title track from the album Late to the World. I will double that up with a track from the new Basha Boulay album. But first, Ida.
Don't tragedy, taking responsibility, like I'm the only one that's ever been lonely. I had a feeling.
This is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Basha Boulé there, who made a very welcome return this week with her sixth album, Basha's Palace, that was released yesterday. She seems to have moved away from the folky, arty auto-harp song she began with, and that album at least, she's moved into a more disco-pop area, which I think suits her really well. She'll be touring the UK in June with both Leeds and Manchester on her schedule. Right, we have 15 minutes left, and I have three songs. Might even have four songs, you never know. But I'm going to play you, I've just played you Basha Boulé. I'm now going to play you Maya Friedman, who is going to be supporting Basha Boulé. It's not all thrown together, this show, you know. She's probably best known for her work with New York art rockers Dirty Projectors, but she has a solo album coming out on May the 9th called Goodbye Long Winter Shadow. For this track, Hannah Cohen guests on backing vocals. New Flowers by Maya Friedman.
Once more in my life I was alone.
Lovely track there from Maya Friedman, Calling You Flowers. That's taken from her upcoming album, Goodbye Long Winter Shadow, out on May the 9th. I'm going to play you the last new artist of the show. I think we've done about 8 or 9. I will count up later. This is Wendy Eisenberg. She released a track yesterday called I Don't Miss You. She's a guitarist from New York City who's just signed to the Joyful Noise label. Released this track yesterday. It was an off-kilter track about a period in Wendy Eisenberg's life when she was just casually dating. And she's keen to say that she does miss everyone she's ever met, which I can't say myself. This is I Don't Miss You by Wendy Eisenberg.
Maybe it doesn't
Wendy Eisenberg and I Don't Miss You. Well, we've nearly come to the end of the show, and as usual, this was just far too much new music to fit in, so I have missed a few tracks out. If you get a chance, check out Wishy's new track, Fly, a friendship song, Free Association, and I also really liked the housewife song, Work Song, which is that's taken from a new EP that's out on March the 7th. There's also the new track from Sammy Lizard, and that is taken from her third album, Bloodless, which is out on April the 25th. And I also have to give a mention to the new Self-Esteem song, which there is no way I would be able to play on the radio because it's absolute filth, but it's also a really, really good song. If you get a chance, check out Self-Esteem's new song. Right, nearly finished, but yesterday saw the release of the final ever EP from Porridge Radio. It was announced a couple of months ago, they were calling it a day. Their last four tracks released yesterday on an EP called The Machine Starts to Sing. I'm going to leave you with a track called I've Got a Feeling, brackets, Stay Lucky. I think Reggae Time are next. They're not in the studio yet, but they usually are. And Joel and Steve, I think, are back next week. Leave you with Porridge Radio, I've Got a Feeling. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Write down what you want and talk to it. February is a feeling inside of me, and I'm ending it. I like the way the sky looks. You can just do anything. What should I do with my life?
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising at sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield